Now, I don't want to get up on a rant here, but this country's gotten so fucked up, we're treating active shooter drills like they're fire drills. Hey kids, today we're gonna practice not getting murdered. What kind of dystopian shit are we living in where five-year-olds know the difference between cover and concealment? You know something, folks? When I was a kid, the scariest thing in school was Sister Margaret's ruler, which, looking back, was probably some repressed dominatrix shit she was working through. But now we've got kids doing tactical training like they're fucking auditioning for the fucking SEAL Team 6, man. And every time it happens, every fucking time, we get the same played-out political theater. One side screaming about guns while fondling their custom AR-15 like it's like a first time finding their prostate, while the other side's acting like video games are turning kids into a Manchurian candidate with a TikTok account. Meanwhile, the thoughts and prayers crowd is working overtime, sending their condolences faster than a priest leaving an altar boy's confession. You want to know the truly fucked up part? We're more worried about kids wearing crop tops to school than we are about them wearing Kevlar. The gun lobby's got politicians so deep in their pockets they're picking lint out of their balls. These guys are more bought than a Thai bride with a green card application. And don't give me that good guy with a gun fucking bullshit. You really think Ms. Peterson, the algebra teacher who can't figure out how to unmute herself on Zoom, is gonna turn into John fucking Wick when the bullets start flying? Fuck, please. You know what else is crazy? We've got more security at Taylor Swift concerts than we do at elementary schools. Think about that. We protect pop stars better than we protect six-year-olds learning their ABCs. The only time schools get metal detection is when they can't afford books anymore. Like it's some twisted either-or situation. Well, kids, today we're learning division of police resources. And let's talk about mental health. Everybody's favorite post-shooting talking point? We treat mental health in this country like it's a fucking choose-your-own-adventure book where every ending is, sorry, not covered by your insurance. We've got kids dealing with more anxiety than a meth head at a dentist's office. But sure, let's cut funding for school counselors so that we can buy another tank for the local police department to use in the Christmas parade. You want to know why this keeps happening? Because we're a nation that's more interested in protecting the right to own a gun than protecting the right to make it to fucking graduation. We're like that guy at the party who keeps saying, "I'm fine to drive," while pissing in the ficus. Completely detached from reality. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. I'm fucking not.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I like your style, dude.
Hell yeah.
Not bad.